It's so nice having Kyle's friends over. The house has felt so empty since my husband left, leaving just me and my son. I hate to admit it, but having all those boys around makes me feel young again. All it took were a few glances from the boys. Whenever I bent over, I could see them stealing looks at my plump ass or my cleavage. It was a nice reminder that I've still got it. And maybe I went a little bit overboard. I showed myself off a little bit, as a self-esteem booster, but those boys just took it from there. It started off as accidental brushes and bumps in the hallway, a stray hand along my thigh as someone walked by, a face bumping into my bosom as I rounded the corner. At first, I thought it was just harmless, until I realized they were testing the waters. Things really kicked off when, while doing the dishes, one of the boys gave my ass a sharp smack from behind. And I could have put a stop to it there, but the intention just felt so good, even if it was from a bunch of horny brats. So I just gave him a mischievous smile and wagged my finger at him. Soon I was getting groped and squeezed everywhere I went, even from Kyle. But it didn't bother me. Soon I knew I was the main reason that Kyle's friends were coming over. Their visits were basically just stalking me in the hallways, waiting for the opportunity to get a handful of my tits or grope my ass. Eventually, they just couldn't contain themselves. They jumped me while I was folding laundry in the bedroom. They began ripping off my shirt, my bra, and then tore a hole in my nylons. I hadn't been wearing panties during their little visits for weeks, and it just made them so much easier for them. And I just gave in and started jerking off the two nearest boys. With my head shoved into the crotch of one of Kyle's more well-endowed friends. And it was Kyle, my own little baby, who took the honor of screwing my pussy, pounding away at me. Eventually, I just laid on the covers, soaked in the cum of Kyle and all of his friends. My own son has blown his load inside me. Well, maybe the house might not be so lonely soon.